我们以赛亚书的读经啊，即将要结束。
We're about to conclude our study of Isaiah in our daily Bible reading.
我们接下来啊，你如果照着教会的读经进度，我们会进入，我们会读诗篇。
And if we continue with the Bible reading schedule provided by church, the next book we'll begin to study is the book of Psalms.
啊，所以下午跟大家一起来将这个诗篇啊做一些介绍。
So I'd like to spend the afternoon to introduce the book of Psalms with everyone.
我们请来看路加福音二十四章。
Let's first turn to Luke chapter 24.
路加福音二十四章四十四节。
Luke chapter 24, verse 44.
路加福音二十四章四十四节。
Luke chapter 24, verse 44.
请念。
Verse 44. Then he said to them, These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled.
啊，旧约圣经一个很重要的内容，就是对主耶稣的预言。
The prophecies are very important. Prophecies regarding Lord Jesus are very important in the Old Testament.
那这里主耶稣提到说，诗篇里头指着他所说的都必须应验。
And here this verse tells us that everything that is written in the Psalms will be fulfilled.
我们对诗篇的印象啊，就是诗篇是很多人的祷告词。
Oftentimes, our first impression of Psalms is that they are prayers of many people.
诗篇里头充满着很多人对神的赞美。
That there are many people's praises to God.
如果我们要让我们的心情总是觉得很喜乐，我们要多去读诗篇。
And if we want to say lift up our spirits or feel more joyful, we would begin to read Psalms.
诗篇总共有一百五十篇。
There are 150 psalms in the book.
有人说，你每天读五篇的话，你一个月会把它读一次。
Some people say that if we read 5 psalms a day within a month, we'll read all of them.
箴言有三十章。
And there are 30 chapters in the book of Proverbs.
那再加上每天读一章的箴言。
And then if we add to the 5 psalms a day, we add 1 chapter of Proverbs.
那么你一个月。每个月就会把诗篇跟箴言都念过一次。
Then every month we'll be able to read Psalms and Proverbs one time.
你如果这样持续半年或者一年，
If we continue to do this for say half a year or one year,
那么在生活上你很容易就成为一个很有智慧的人，很喜乐的人。
Then people say that in our life we'll become a person of wisdom and also very joyful.
我相信如果我们真的用心这样去实行的话，是的，我们可以成为一个有智慧又喜乐的人。
I believe if we can actually do this, we'll truly become someone joyful and with wisdom.
那诗篇里头也包括着很多对主耶稣的这个预言。
There are also many prophecies written in the book of Psalms.
早上我们有提到，这个主耶稣将他的生命，将他的命来倾倒。
And so we talked about this morning that the Lord Jesus poured out his life.
那个他如何将生命来倾倒？
And how was he able to pour out his life?
他那个整个情形是诗篇二十二篇描写的最详细。
And the whole event can be is recorded in Psalm 22.
那个以赛亚书只是提到说他将生命倾倒。
Because in the book of Isaiah, it only mentions that Lord Jesus poured out his life.
那整个景况，我们要看诗篇二十二篇。
But if we want to understand the whole situation and event, we can start by reading Psalm 22.
我们请看诗篇二十二篇。
Psalm 22.
十二节。
Verse 12. Many bulls encircle me, strong bulls of Bashan surround me.
这个罗马的兵丁。好像公牛一样。
And we can say that the Roman soldiers are like the strong bulls.
十三节。
Verse 13, they open wide their mouths at me like a ravening and roaring lion.
那些在执行钉十字架死刑的那些罗马兵丁 也像是吼叫的狮子。
And those Roman soldiers that crucified Lord Jesus were like a roaring lion.
14节。
Verse 14, I am poured out like water, all my bones are out of joint, my heart is like wax. It is melted within my heart, my breast.
这已经开始在描写挂在十字架上的主耶稣当时的情景。
And this is already describing the situation of when Lord Jesus is crucified.
13节。
Verse 15, my mouth is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue sticks to my jaws. You lay me in the dust of death.
这样的描述并不是大卫曾经有的经验。
This is not something that David experienced.
虽然大卫也有受过很多的苦。
Even though David did suffer much in his life.
但是他所受的苦绝对没有这里所描写的这样子的苦。
But his suffering is not equal to the suffering described in the psalm.
所以这一定不是大卫的经历。
So this is not written through David's experience.
这是在预言主耶稣。
But rather it is prophesying Lord Jesus.
尤其16节。
Especially verse 16, for dogs are all around me, a company of evildoers encircle me, my hands and my feet have shriveled.
大卫的手跟脚绝对是没有被扎过。
And David's hands and feet have never been pierced or shriveled.
是我们的主耶稣在被钉十字架，他的手、他的脚被扎。
But rather it is when Lord Jesus is crucified where his hands and feet pierced.
18节。
Verse 18, they divide my clothes among themselves, and for my clothing they cast lots.
主耶稣的确是不一样的。
And indeed, Lord Jesus was different.
连罗马兵丁昏他的外衣跟里衣，大卫的诗也已经把他预言了。
That the David's psalm already described how the Romans were to divide the clothing of Lord Jesus.
诗篇里头有一篇诗是摩西所作的。
There is one psalm in the book of Psalms that is written by Moses.
那是诗篇九十篇。
And this is Psalm 90.
那摩西是主前1440年的人物。
And Moses lived 1440 BC.
只有一篇是摩西做的，所以这一篇诗这一篇是很特很特别的。
And because there's only one psalm written by Moses, this is a very special psalm.
所以曾经我们有一个传道人他整个灵恩会他就是来讲诗篇九十篇。
And there is one pastor for the entire spiritual convocation, he focused only on Psalm 90.
把它讲解的非常的详细，非常深入，非常的有造就。
That he spent a lot of time studying this psalm in depth, and it was very edifying.
各位可以到我们的 e-library 里头，一定有那是梁传道讲的。
And if we go on to the e-library website, we will find the series, and is spoken by Peter Liang.
我们看一下诗篇137篇。
And let's also look at Psalm 137.
诗篇137篇第一节。
Psalm 137 verse 1. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down and there we wept when we remembered Zion.
第二节。
Verse 2. On the willows there, we hung our harps.
第三节。
Verse 3. For...There our captors asked us for songs, and our tormentors asked for mirth, saying, Sing us one of the songs of Zion.
第四节。
Verse 4. How could we sing the Lord's song in a foreign land?
什么时候我们会去坐在河边？
When is it that we will sit next to a river?
我们应该不会是在那边哭吧。
We usually do not sit next to a river and weep.
但是这里说有一些以色列人他们坐在河边他们在想锡安，他们哭了。
And but here it is written that there are some Israelites that are sitting next to a river. They're thinking about Zion, and they began to weep.
在假日有很多人在树底下烤肉。
And in our vacation, there are many people who had picnics under trees or barbecues.
有人也会带着吉他在那边弹着吉他，哼着歌，大家一起唱着歌。
And then some people might bring a guitar and they would sing with the guitar.
有河流又有树。
That there was a river. We can imagine that in the scene there's a river and there are trees.
那应该是一个弹琴大家唱歌的一个好时光，好地点。
It seems like it's very appropriate for everyone to gather together and sing songs of joy.
但是他们把琴挂起来。
But there they hung their harps.
他们在哭，他们不是在唱欢喜的歌。
They were weeping and not singing songs of joy.
有人建议他们说。 在这样，在河边又在树底下，应该来唱个歌。And
some people were saying, "You're next to a river under a tree. Let us sing some songs."
但是这是不同的河流，不同的树。But
this is a different river and a different tree.
因为这是在巴比伦的河流。Because
this is a river and these are trees in Babylon.
这是在外邦的地方。They
are in a Gentile land.
他们不是去外邦的地方去旅游去观光。
They did not come to this foreign land for a vacation.
他们是国家亡了，被抓到外邦去。But
rather, their kingdom was destroyed and were held captive.
所以第四节说，我们怎么能够在外邦来唱神的歌呢？
That's why in verse 4 it says, "How can we sing the Lord's song in a foreign land?"
这是让人觉得非常心里难过、心酸的一个。
And to think about this description is causes a lot of bitterness in our hearts.
我们知道这个南边的犹大国是在主前586年被巴比伦帝国所灭。And
we know that the land of Judah was captured by the Babylonians in 586 BC.
所以这个诗篇里头这些诗啊，它收集了从摩西的时代一直到被掳的时代。
So we see that in this book of Psalms, it records psalms that started from Moses' time all the way until they were captive in a foreign land.
那有时候我们会概括的讲，这个大诗篇就是大卫的诗。
Sometimes we might just slap on a broad term saying that these are psalms of David.
的确，大卫的诗占了最多。
But yes, it is true that David's psalms. Or provide most of the content for the book.
所以有人把它计算了一下，大卫的诗大概有73篇。And
some people counted, and David wrote 73 psalms.
那这个诗篇跟那个历史书不一样。And
the psalms, the book of Psalms is different from the book of history.
所以它不是在讲历史，它不是在讲。 历史发生的事情。So
they were not talking about particular historical events.
但是里头所描述的是不离开实际的生活。But
the things that they do talk about in Psalms are closely related to the things that occur in life.
所以是跟整个历史它是平行的。So
we can say that it runs parallel with the books of history.
比如说在大卫的人生里头，曾经有很艰难的一段时间。
Just like if we remember in the books of history, it records how David was fleeing from King Saul, and this is a very difficult time for him.
所以大卫的诗有不少是在那一段时间做的。So
there are many psalms that are written to describe that event.
我们请看诗篇150篇。Let's
turn to Psalm 150.
诗篇150篇第六节
Psalm 150 verse 6 Let everything that breathes praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
如果说这一节就是整个诗篇的结论
If we say that this verse is the conclusion and the summary of the book of Psalms
所以他两次的说到我们要赞美神
That's why twice it says praise the Lord
诗篇里头会告诉我们很多原因 为什么我们要不断地赞美神?
And Psalms gives us many good reasons why we should continually praise the Lord.
我们如果觉得赞美神是一件非常美的事情在我们的生活里头。
If we feel that praising the Lord is something very beautiful, is a very beautiful part of our life.
真的能够去赞美人，常常也是一件 很好的、很美好的事情。
Oftentimes, you might think it's very, also very good to praise others.
哦，你看到别人的美、别人的好，所以你赞美他。
Yeah, he sees that something very good and wonderful and beautiful about them. Therefore, we praise them.
哦，我们能够去看到美、看到好，对我们来讲，让我们觉得很舒服。
And that we see their beauty and their beauty or their wonderfulness causes us to feel good.
哦，我们从诗篇里头可以看到。神的美，神的好。
That from these psalms we can see the beauty and the wonderfulness of God.
那这个诗篇被放在我们现在所用的这一本圣经，几乎是最中间。
Now we can say that the book of Psalms is located toward the middle of the entire Bible.
就好像我们人的心啊，在人身体的中间。
Just like how our hearts are in the middle of our body.
我们常常说这是我心里的话。
Sometimes we say that these are words from our heart.
所以诗篇就是我们人类心里的话。
So we can say that the Psalms are words from the hearts of man.
那这些作者，无论是他们在很沮丧啊，或者是很喜乐，他们都说出了。他们心里的话。
And whether the authors of these psalms are in deep anguish or very joyful, they speak from their hearts.
他们很真实的来表达了他们当时对神的那种感受。
That they are very genuine and sincere when they write down their thoughts toward God.
有时候我们接着说，我有一个感动，但是我表达不出来。
Sometimes we feel that we have this feeling that we cannot describe.
我们去看诗篇，我们会很感动，他所讲的就是我想要讲的。
And then when we read Psalms, we find that oh, the psalmist speaking the words that I cannot say myself.
这个诗篇的作者，他的祷告词正是我想。向神发出的祷告。
That this prayer, this psalmist is offering, is the same prayer that I wish to offer to God.
那种感觉也是非常的好。
And that feeling is often very, very special and good.
所以真的，我们要花一些时间，好好的去读诗篇。
And this is why we need to spend some time to study Psalms.
因为这也会是我们心里的话。
Because we will find the words of our heart written here.
这个诗篇在当时它是可以用唱的。
And psalms in the ancient times, all the psalms can be sung.
虽然今天我们不会唱。
Even though today we do not know how to sing them.
但是当我们在读诗篇的时候，常常我们内心也好像在歌唱。
But when we're reading these psalms, it's as if we are singing from our hearts.
这个歌唱常常是人情绪的一个很好的表达。
And songs are often a very good expression of our emotions.
如果我们觉得我们的情绪需要来发泄一下，来读诗篇是很好的。
If we feel like we need an outlet for our emotions, we can also study Psalms.
这个情绪随便的发泄当然是不好。
And if we just allow our emotions to run amok, this is not always good.
但是情绪常常也不能够把它压抑。
But in the same time, we cannot suppress our emotions.
那读诗篇其实对我们心理的健康也是很有帮助。
But we know that when we read Psalms, it is often revives our spiritual health.
那这个诗篇对当时的人有什么意义？
And what purpose do these psalms have for the people of the time?
我已经讲过，这些作者他们都是将内心的感受很诚实的把它写出来。
And I mentioned before that all these psalmists sincerely express their feelings and written them down in these psalms.
尤其在表达那个时候那个景况。他们跟神之间的关系。
Especially their relationship with God in a particular time or event in their life.
当我们好好的读诗篇之后，我们对神啊，也会有一个不一样的新的认识。
And sometimes when we read Psalms, we also develop new relationships with God.
我们不再会认为神是离我们远远的。
We will not feel that God is very far away from us.
我们跟神 其实是可以那种有一个很有力量、充满着生命、很活泼的那种互动。
But rather, we feel that our relationship with God is very active, invigorating.
哦，读完了诗篇，让我们会觉得说，是的，神就在我的生活里头。
And oftentimes, after we read Psalms, we know it's true that God is in our life.
哦，神正在我的生命当中来帮助我。来改变我的生命。
That God is actively in our life, helping us, changing our life.
人生活的方式可能现在跟以前不一样。
And sometimes the way of our life is different between now and in the past.
哦，但是人性基本上是没有改变的。
But human nature often does not change.
人的生活里头有很多的怀疑，很多的害怕。
That oftentimes in a human life, there's often a doubt or fear.
哦，因为人总是面对很多的困难跟问题。
Because we are often come across problems or difficulties.
哦，那在这一种害怕跟怀疑当中，我们常常会得罪神。
And oftentimes in these times of fear and doubt, we might offend God.
啊，这些诗篇的作者，他们很坦然的来描述了他们的那种怀疑，他们的害怕。
And we see that these psalmists they very plainly describe their fear and their doubts.
哦，他们那种很真实的将问题摆在神的面前。
That they very plain-spokenly place their problems before God.
哦，他们在面对着困难的时候，他们表达了他们对神的怀疑。
That in the times of their difficulty, they outspokenly said their doubt before God.
哦，他们很勇敢的表达了在当时他们是如何的怀疑说。神啊，你看见吗？你有在帮助我吗？
That in these times of difficulties, they blatantly said, "Lord, where are you? Do you not see my difficulty?"
哦，但是在整个环境之下，还是不得不要来向神请求。
But in the very end, they still lay their requests out to God.
哦，当我们在读的当中，我们会觉得说，我现在也好像是。这样的情形。
And when we read these psalms, oftentimes we feel that, oh, we are in the same situation.
哦，我们就不会过分的对自己的那一种怀疑害怕来自责。
That we will not be led astray through our fear and doubt.
啊，因为我也是人，我会怀疑，我会害怕。
Because we know that we are also people like these psalmists, we will also fear, we will also doubt.
哦，那我们对神的信心。也会因为这样子而来恢复了很多。
And oftentimes our faith toward God can be revived in these experiences.
那既然有怀疑有害怕，就会有对神的得罪。
Because when there's fear and doubt, we also offend God.
啊，所以他们也表达了啊，他们那一种向神的悔改以及得着神的赦免。
Therefore, they also, the psalmists also describe their repentance and reacceptance from God.
哦，所以他们可以从很深的低落里头，再恢复到很高的那种欢喜。
And therefore, they were able to be risen from the deepest valleys to the highest peak.
哦，我们很怕落入人生的低点。
Because oftentimes we do not wish or we fear to go to the low points in our life.
那其实落入人生的这个谷底啊，这个并不是最可怕的。
And if we think about it, it is not necessarily the worst to fall into these low points of our life.
每一个人或多或少你会经历人生的谷底。
Because every person, whether more or every person more or less will encounter these low points of in their life.
哦，最可怕的是你落入谷底，你就停在那里。
But what is the most fearful is that after falling into these low points of our life, we just stay there.
哦，要紧的是我们可以从谷底里头再回升，再爬起来。
Because what is most important is that we are able to climb out of these low points.
哦，当我们读诗篇的时候，我们很有自信，是的，我能够。从谷底再爬起来。
And after reading the certain psalms, we can receive the confidence that we are able to climb out of these low points.
哦，这个我们 是可以，是真的是可以复兴的。
That we can be revived.
人性里头有一个，还有一个很大的弱点。
There is also another great weakness of human nature.
当我们在高点的时候，我们在很蒙福的时候，也常常是我们走下坡的时候。
And that is that when we are at our highest peak, it's often the time we begin to go downhill.
这些诗篇的作者跟我们，他们的性情跟我们一样。
And these psalmists, they have the same attitudes as we have.
所以他们也很诚实的，把他们如何从高点掉下来。他们也描述了。
And they also described how they too fallen from great heights.
然后再如何的蒙神的救赎跟恩典。
And in the same way, how they were able to, through God's salvation and grace, be risen back up.
因为这诗篇也包括了被掳的那一段时期。
And because the Psalms also record the time of the captivity.
所以不但描写着个人的这种复兴，也描写了整个国家、整个民族的复兴。
And so it does not just describe the individual revival, but also the revival of an entire nation.
在旧约时代，在他们的信仰生活里头，他们很看重的是圣殿。
And that in the Old Testament, in the Jewish culture, they always emphasize the temple.
因为在圣殿里头有神的约柜。
Because in the temple there is the Ark of the Covenant.
神的宝座在这个约柜的上面。
And that the throne of God is within the Ark.
这是神同在的一个代表。
And this is a sign of God's abidance with the people.
所以诗篇也有很多在讨论神的圣殿、神的宝座。
And therefore there are a lot of psalms also dedicated to God's the temple of God and also God's enthronement.
就是他们在讨论他们生活的中心。
And that they are talking about the center of their life.
今天主耶稣是我们生活的中心。
Today we know that Lord Jesus is the center of our life.
所以诗篇会给我们很多的帮助。
So in the same way, Psalms can also help us in this aspect.
那诗篇对我们今天有什么意义？
So what is the meaning of these Psalms for us today?
今天我们读诗篇，我们会发现说，我们如果缺乏跟神之间的这个交通
，And if we read these psalms and we find that our communication between God and us is lacking，
那么我们的信仰会变得很肤浅
，We'll find that our faith will become very shallow。
那这个诗篇会帮助我们来更深入的来建立我们跟神的关系。
These psalms will help us develop a stronger relationship or communication between us and God.
今天当我们在低落的时候
，And today when we are in the deep depths of our life.
我们从诗篇可以帮助我们说，我们应该怎么来向神呼求。
If through these psalms we can learn how we should cry out to God.
今天当我们很高兴的时候
，And today in the same way when we are very joyful.
诗篇会教我们应当如何的来庆祝。
And these songs will teach us how to celebrate.
生活总是充满着很多的很多的阻挡跟挣扎。
We know that in our lives there are often many difficulties and obstacles.
我们常常需要从安慰里头来得到力量。
That we often have to find strength and comfort.
当我们在得到了力量，我们才有办法再往前进。
And only when we have received this strength can we continue to move forward.
那这个诗篇要不断的来让我们找到安慰。
And these psalms help us find this comfort.
我们常常会很努力的要来解决问题。
Oftentimes, when there's a problem, we work very hard to find a solution.
解决问题是我们常常是我们生活当中最重要的。
And we feel that finding solutions is the most important part in our life.
那其实常常我们错了。
But if we continue to think this way, this is not always true. This, we will be wrong.
诗篇会告诉我们说，不用忙于去解决问题。
The Psalms tells us that we should not we should not just try to solve the problem.
如果我们是这么用心、这么忙碌的在解决问题
，Because if we just focus solely on the problem,
常常我们是把一个问题 带到另外一个问题里头。
We often bring one problem into another.
我们好像解决一个问题，但是我们发现我们又创造了一个问题。
That through solving one problem, we create more problems.
这就是为什么我们会常常是这么的忙碌。
And this is why we are often so busy.
因为我们不断在解决问题，我们又不断的在制造问题。
That we spend all our time and effort trying to solve these problems, but unwittingly we create many more.
所以诗篇在教我们今天的人，不要那么忙碌于优先的去解决问题。
The Psalms tells us that today, for the people today, that we should not be so busy in trying to solve every problem.
我们会说，问题当然是要解决。
Of course, these problems must be solved.
是的，问题是要解决的。
And indeed, we should have resolution to our problems.
不是靠着我们的忙碌来解决问题。
But it is not through our busyness that these problems will be solved.
这诗篇会教我们一个真正解决问题的方法。
That these psalms give us a true solution to solving problems.
就是把问题带到神的面前。
And as to bring these problems to God.
寻求他的帮助。
And to ask for his help.
然后很有恩典，很轻松的来解决问题。
And that through God's grace and through much peace that these problems will be solved.
为什么会对神赞美？
And why is it that the psalmist praise God?
因为我们发现神是值得我们去敬畏，去敬拜的。
Because we find that God is worthy of our praise and our reverence.
这个诗篇会带领我们去看见神的圣洁。
And that these psalms will help us see the holiness of God.
当我们发现了神，当我们明白了神的圣洁。
That when we find God, discover God, when we discover His holiness.
我们很自然的就会敬畏神。
That it is so natural that we will fall into reverence.
好像那些先知啊，看到神他的圣洁荣耀的显现。
Just like when the prophets saw the holiness and the glory of God.
他们俯伏在神的面前。
That very naturally they fall to their knees, prostrate themselves.
诗篇会再一次的提醒我们，我们是神的百姓。
These psalms will also remind us that we are the people of God.
神的百姓生活在这个现实的世界里头。
That God's people, that God's people is dwelling in a very limited society.
我们不是离开这个世界在生活。
That we do not separate ourselves from society.
所以这个世界上所发生的事情跟我们有关系。
Therefore, whatever happens in society will also impact us.
这个世界所面对的问题也是我们在面对的。
Whatever problems our society is facing, we also face the same problems.
那关键是在我们怎么来看这些事情跟对待这些问题。
But an important principle is that is for us how to face these problems.
那诗篇会帮助我们对所发生的事情，所面对的问题，会有一个适当的看法跟处理。
And the Psalms will teach us how to have the correct perspective of how to view and eventually face these problems.
那当然，诗篇也是圣经里头一种特别的文体，文章的形式。
And Psalms are also a very, very special
style.
It's written in a very special style.
那其中的一个普遍性的原则就是它的描述会有这个平行parallel.
And that and one common principle is that there it is written in parallel.
就是说两个句子在描写同一件事情。
That there may be two verses talking about the same thing.
但是有一点点差别。
But there are slight differences.
用不同的形容词。
That they might use different adjectives.
或者所以呢，所以来表达了它的深度的不同。
So it might, and this allows us to see different depths of the
不同的句子来描写同样的事情。
That two verses can talk about the same thing.
哦，是来强调这件事情。
It is also to emphasize the theme.
哦，我们来先看一个例子，诗篇六十二篇。
Let's look at an example in Psalm 62.
诗篇六十二篇第二节。
Psalm 62, verse 2. Verse 2. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress, I shall never be shaken.
第六节。
And also verse 6. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress, I shall not be shaken.
有一些翻译本哈。第二节是放到第六节，第六节放到第二节。
And there's some translations that switch verse 2 and 6.
英文的第二节哈，下半句话是说 neighbor 哈，是一定不会。
That in the English, if you look at the latter part of the verse, it says, "I shall never be shaken."
啊，第六节只是说不动摇。
Whereas verse 6 it says, "I shall not be shaken." 啊。
那其实比较好的翻译是把它对调一下。
And a better interpretation is or translation is to switch the two words.
哦，这两节的上半句话是完全的一样。
Because we see that the first half of these verses are exactly the same.
哦，那这个啊，如果把它的第啊英文的第六节拿到前面。
But if we bring, say, if we move verse 6 up to where verse 2 is,
哦，有些翻译本是说不很动摇，哦，不是很肯定。
That it begins by saying that I shall not be shaken.
哦，那个中文的翻译是说不很动摇，哦，它不会动摇，但是又不是很确定的。
That it means that they will not be shaken, but it's not that it's a guarantee that they will not be shaken.
哦，那中文的第六节。有些翻译本是，它下半句话就变成“我必定不动摇”。
But if we look at, if we bring verse 2 to verse 6, and we say that we shall never be shaken, meaning that there is no possibility for us to be shaken.
哦，这个就程度的不一样。
And we can see that there are two different degrees.
哦，在第二节的时候是不太肯定的。
That in verse 2, there seems to be a possibility that that we can be shaken.
哦，但是。到了第六节，他是很肯定的。
But by verse 6, they become very certain that they will never be shaken.
哦，信仰有了一些经历之后，信仰会更坚固。
And indeed, that after through experiences, our faith becomes more and more secure.
哦，当我们只是知识上认识神。
That if we just know God through our knowledge.
哦，我们对神的依靠啊，是。比较肤浅的。
We find that our faith in God, our reliance in God is a little shallow.
哦，但是当我们信仰有了一些体验之后
，But if say our faith goes through spiritual experiences,
哦，我们对神的信靠就会很绝对。
Then our faith in God will become a lot more concrete.
哦，那在我们讲义里头啊，我用诗篇一百零三篇啊来做这个所谓。平行的这一种说明。
And if we look at Psalm 103, I use this as an example of a juxtaposition of Psalms.
啊，它总共有二十一节。
That there is a 21 verses in all.
啊，那其实它在讲五件事情。
But they are talking about five things.
啊，那它的这种平行啊，是头尾的平行。
And that it begin, and then that we can see that there's a
parallel
head and a tail, a beginning and an end.
哦，所以一节到五节是在称颂神。
That the verses 1 through 5 is like the introduction where it praises God.
哦，那到最后结论，哦，也是在称颂神。
And we look at the conclusion in verses 20-22. It also concludes with praising God.
哦，那再进。再推进来，第六节、第七节在讲神的恩惠。
If we look at verses 6 and 7, it talks about God's grace.
哦，那从底下往上推，啊，19节在讲神的权柄。
if we continue to look at verse 9, we see that it talks about God's sovereignty.
然后再往里头说，说进来，第三个重点在讲神的慈爱。
And if we continue to look at the next subsection, it talks about God's love.
所以第八节在讲神的慈爱。
So we look at verse 8, it's talking about God's love.
那十七节、十八节也是在讲神的慈爱。
And if we look at the brackets, we see in verses 17 and 18, it is also bracketed, the verses in between are bracketed by God's love.
所以它是平行的。
And we can see that there are certain parallels in this psalm.
好，那再往里面，第九节在讲神的这种体恤怜悯。
And if we look at verse 9, it talks about God's mindfulness.
那十四节到十六节也是在讲神的这个体恤。
And once again, we can see that verse 9 and verse 14 and 16 are two bookends that talk about God's mindfulness.
那最中心的地方在讲神的赦免。
Now, the center of all of this is talking about God's forgiveness.
所以十节在讲神的赦免，十一节到十三节也在讲神的赦免。
Verse 10 and also verses 11 through 13 are all talking about God's forgiveness.
所以这个是这个诗篇常常有的一种特殊的这种这个文章的形态。
So we can see how these psalms often have a very special and particular structure.
所以这样我们就可以可以看到说这诗篇103篇它的重点是什么。
And that through this structure you can see what the central theme of what the psalm is trying to tell us.
是说称颂赞美神。
That is talking that is telling us that we should praise God.
那为什么要赞美神？
And why is it that we need to praise God?
那就有四个原因。
And there are four reasons.
就是因为神的恩惠跟神的权柄。
It's the first, it talks about God's grace and sovereignty.
是因为神的慈爱。
And then next it goes into God's love.
是因为神的那种怜悯人。
And it continues to go into God's mercy.
再来是因为那个最中心的地方是因为神的这个赦免。
And the central theme and message is focusing on God's forgiveness.
那当然这里头就有很好的对这四个重点的一些描述。
And then the psalm, if we read it, it also contains very, very, very good descriptions of all of these things.
那我们请把诗篇103篇当我们一个人像大卫这样子，他很用心的去思想、去体验神对人的那四个美好的重点。
If we're like David and truly spend time and effort to think about, reflect, meditate on these four qualities of God.
当他说要赞美神的时候。
That when he says to praise God,
是从他自己本身开始。
That he is talking about himself.
我们看第一节。
Let's look at verse 1. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name.
他从对自己说，我的心啊，你要赞美神。
And he says that, O my soul, I need to praise God.
那不但是这个外在，更重要的是我的里面。
That not only just my superficial self, but more importantly, the self that is within me.
他那个讲说，还在我里面的，从里面发出来的。
That and he says here in verse 1 that all that is within me, it should praise God.
那这个是最最真实最真实的一种对神的赞美。
And this is the most genuine and sincere praise that praise there is.
这个是蒙神悦纳的 赞美。
And this is also a praise that is pleasing to God.
哦，从里头发出来的。
Yeah, a praise that comes from within.
哦，那为什么大卫他能够从里头发出来
？And how is David able to praise God from within?
哦，那就是他所提到的这四个重点。
And it's talking about the four things that he mentioned.
哦，所以第二节他再一次的说，我的心呐、啊，你要赞美神。
So verse 2 again, he says, "Oh, bless the Lord, O my soul."
哦，那不但他自己，他更想到说。所有的一切都要来赞美神。
And not just himself, but everything should praise the Lord.
我们通常只会想到我们自己应该怎么样。
Oftentimes we might just think about what we should do.
在这样的时代里头，别人的事情是别人的事。
That in these times, whatever happens to others is other people's problems.
但是如果我们真的去体会神的爱，神的伟大。
But if we truly experience God's greatness and His love,
神的事情是大家的事情。
That God's whatever
有关神的事情是大家的事情。
That whatever whatever matters to God should matter to everyone.
好，真的，我们今天是尽量不去管别人。
And indeed, today we often try to leave other people alone.
因为这是一个非常自我的社会。
Because it is we are often a self-promoting society.
但是对拜神这件事情啊，我们要把别人也包括进来。
But in the matter of praising God, this should encompass everyone.
因为神真的太伟大了。
Because God is too great.
因为神不是只有爱我。神是爱我们大家。
Because God does not just love us, God loves everyone.
所以到这个后面啊，这个大卫啊，他是啊，我们请看二十节。
And let's look at verse 20.
请念。
Verse 20. Bless the Lord, O you His angels, you mighty ones who do His bidding, obedient to His spoken word.
二十一节
，verse 22 Bless the Lord, all His hosts, His ministers that do His will.
二十二节
，22 Bless the Lord, all His works, all in all places of His dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul.
最后这几节，大卫是邀请天上地上所有的一切都要赞美神。
And here David is asking all things in heaven on earth to praise the Lord.
他把天上的灵界里头的那些神的使者也邀请进来。
That even encompasses the angels in the spiritual world.
那二十二节说，一切被他所造的都要来赞美神。
And then verse 22 encompasses everything that God has made, His creation, to also praise the Lord.
大卫这么广大的心呢、啊，真的是很让人羡慕的。
And David the How David is able to be so open-minded is often very admirable.
因为他实在是真的是用心的去想了，去体验了神的伟大跟神的爱。
Because truly, David spent time to meditate and to think about God's greatness and His love.
如果我们觉得我们的心胸是很狭窄的
，But sometimes if we feel that our focus is too narrow.
心胸狭窄其实是很不健康。
And that if we continue to focus very narrowly on certain on all matters, this is not healthy.
我们的心胸一定要广大。
But rather, we should open up the broader scope or vision.
那我们一定要去读诗篇，从诗篇里头来对神的伟大跟爱有更多更大的认识。
Then we should spend more time in studying Psalms so that we can have a deeper, greater understanding of God and His love.
既然我们活着，我们要活得健康。
That if we are living, then we should live healthily.
这肉体上有时候是比较没有那么容易，至少我们的精神、我们的心要活得健康。
That we may not be able to keep our bodies healthy all the time, but we should at least have a healthy spirit and faith.
诗篇会让我们活得健康。
Psalms will help us live this healthy life.
所以我很郑重的推荐大家，以赛亚书你没有念那就算了，诗篇你一定要念。
And that's why I strongly encourage you that even if you did not read the book of Isaiah, you should read the book of Psalms. Let's now pray in silence.